Lista Negra con Eduardo Herrero.
Teño moi boas noticias para ti. Acabas de adentrarte nun espazo en que as cousas son o que parecen, exactamente. 60 minutos de música sen aditivos nin filtros, e non calquera música, non, a máis honesta de todas. Este é o Garito do Blues en Radio Galega Música e Radio Galega Podcast. Tamén podes acceder polas entradas laterais que temos abertas en Spotify e iVoox. Isto é, meu amigo, a Lista Negra. E hoxe, tela miña palabra, vas pasalo ben. Vas de dar ao pé para seguir o ritmo. Iso se é que non acabas bailando sen pudor. Hoxe voulle dedicar o programa a un dos grandes representantes desa variante coñecida como Jump Blues, máis rítmica, máis brincadeira, máis festiva, herdeira directa do swing e antecesora do que despois deu en chamarse Rhythm and Blues. Un dos primeiros afroamericanos que conquistou tamén o público branco e axudou a inventar o rock and roll, o xénero que provocaría o seu declive. Damas e pendencieiros, a Lista Negra recibe con todos os honores o rei da máquina de discos, the King of Jukebox, Louis Jordan.
A Lista Negra, Radio Galega Música.
Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Don't sit there mumbling and talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you gotta go out and spend some cash. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Hey, Mr. Landlord, lock up all the doors. When the police comes around, tell them the joint is closed. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Go out and let the good times roll. Hey, y'all, tell everybody Mr. Jordan's in town. I got a dollar and a quarter and I'm just Rand the Clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap. I got 50 cents more that I'm gonna keep. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll. Hey, no matter whether it's rainy weather, birds of a feather gotta stick together. So get yourself under control. Go out and get together and let the good times roll.
Louis Thomas Jordan naceu o 8 de xullo de 1908 en Brinkley, o maior núcleo de poboación do condado de Monroe, no estado de Arkansas. Seu pai, James Aaron Jordan, era mestre de música e líder da banda de metais de Brinkley e dos Rabbit Foot Minstrels, un grupo de artistas itinerantes que acadaron un éxito notable cun daqueles espectáculos de variedades e humor cargados de clichés que hoxe consideramos racistas. A morte de Abel, súa nai, cando era aínda un neno, levou a Louis a ser criado pola súa avoa Maggie. Comezou a tocar o clarinete aos 7 anos baixo a tutela do seu proxenitor, que traballaba no mesmo espectáculo de vodevil en que se formara Ma Rainey, bella coñecida da Lista Negra. Grazas a seu pai, Louis tamén se incorporou á compañía sendo un adolescente. Neses anos, cambiou o clarinete polo instrumento co que se sentiría identificado durante o resto da súa vida, o saxofón.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jaboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, jaboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track.
Louis Jordan comezou a súa andaina profesional contra o final dos anos 20, o momento en que o jazz e o blues confluíron no swing, un estilo alegre e vibrante dominado polas seccións de vento. Trombóns, trompetas e saxofóns levaban a voz cantante nos grupos, moitas veces case orquestras, se atendemos ao número de integrantes. Jordan, que se instalou en Filadelfia en 1930, pasou case toda esa década formándose en big bands como as de Charlie Gaines, Jim Winters ou Staff Smith, pero con quen máis aprendeu foi na orquestra do popular baterista Chick Webb, na que coincidiu coa gran dama do jazz vocal Ella Fitzgerald. En 1937, Jordan realizou a súa primeira grabación como cantante solista acompañado de algúns dos músicos de Webb. Un ano máis tarde, pulidas as súas habilidades como frontman, deu un paso adiante e formou o seu propio combo, os Timpani Five, pros que reclutou algúns dos integrantes da banda de Jesse Stone, o autor da mítica Shake, Rattle and Roll.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We
We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Busy day, we got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings, ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five comenzaron en Harlem, o barrio negro por excelencia de Nueva York, na parte norte de Manhattan. O Club Elks Rendezvous, no número 464 da Avenida Lenox, onde os contrataron como a banda residente, foi o primeiro escenario en que pisaron. Daquela o sexteto formábano o propio Jordan ao saxo alto e a voz principal, Courtney Williams á trompeta, Lem Johnson ao saxo tenor, Clarence Johnson ao piano, Charlie Drayton ao baixo e Walter Martin á batería. En 1942 o grupo trasladouse a Los Angeles, onde comezaron a facer o que se coñecía como Soundies, unha especie de embrión do que décadas máis tarde serían os videoclips. Tamén pasaron por numerosas emisoras de radio, incluídas algunhas que emitían música para animar as tropas destinadas no Pacífico en plena Segunda Guerra Mundial. A carreira de Jordan viuse interrompida brevemente cando el mesmo foi reclutado e descartado por unha hernia tras pasar apenas 4 semanas nun campamento de instrucción.
Gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody, ooh, always hanging around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we gonna move away from here. I don't want no ice man, I'm gonna get me a Frigidaire when we move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody, ooh, always hanging round. I'm gonna bring my own groceries, bring them every day. That'll stop that grocery boy and keep him away when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town, I don't want nobody always hanging round. It may seem funny, honey, it may be funny as can be, but if we have any children, I want them all to look like me. That's why I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around.
A lista negra, o garito do blues.
Louis Jordan encadeou un éxito detrás do outro xunto co seus Timpani Five ao longo da década dos 40. Choo 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 Boogie ou Let the Good Times Roll xa os escoitaches hai apenas uns minutos, pero podes buscar outros, como Is You or Is You Ain't My Baby ou Five Guys Named Moe. Neses anos, Jordan grabou xunto a figuras como a Bing Crosby e aumentou a súa fama grazas á súa participación como actor nalgúnas películas. En pouco tempo, os seus honorarios coa banda pasaron dos $350 a se repartir máis de 2000 por noite. A súa enorme popularidade mereceu que fose coñecido co sobrenome do rei da máquina de discos, The King of the Jukebox. Pero a consagración de Louis Jordan, beneficiosa para él e os seus músicos, foi nefasta ao mesmo tempo para moitos compañeiros de profesión. O son compacto e exuberante dos Timpani Five demostrou que un quinteto podía ser suficiente para roupar un líder carismático como a Jordan. Soaban igual de ben e facían o mesmo ruido que unha big band co dobre de instrumentistas sobre o escenario. A industria non tardou en botar contas e comprender o enorme aforro que supoñía. Así que, mentre o noso protagonista doxe seguía triunfando co seu combo grazas a pelotazos como a Caldonia, que vas escoitar de seguido, moitos outros artistas quedaron, polo menos temporalmente, sen traballo.
Mama didn't know what Caldonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caldonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caldonia! Caldonia! What make your big head so hard?
Louis Jordan e os seus Timpani Five dominaron as listas de éxitos de Rhythm and Blues durante a segunda metade dos anos 40. As cifras resultan abraiantes. 18 números 1 e 54 temas no top 10. En concreto, entre xuño de 1946 e maio de 1947, Jordan logrou encadear 5 singles no primeiro posto do ranking de Billboard, é dicir, estivo 44 semanas consecutivas instalado no máis alto das listas. Da súa popularidade non só se beneficiou o selo co que gravaba, Decca Records, senón tamén V-Disc, a discográfica que xestionaba os discos emitidos nesas emisoras militares das que antes che falaba. As cancións destinadas ao entretemento dos membros das Forzas Armadas conseguiran disparar a popularidade de Louis Jordan e a súa banda tamén entre a poboación de raza branca.
I like cake and no mistake, but baby, if you insist, I'll cut out cake just for your sake. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. I'd like pie, I hope to die, just get a load of this. When you get high, doggone the pie, baby, come on and knock me a kiss. When you press your lips to mine, 'twas then I understood they taste like brandy, candy and wine, peaches, bananas and everything good. I love jam and no flim flam, scratch that off my list. This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. Press your sweet little lips to mine, then I understood, oh babe, they taste like candy, brandy and wine, peaches, bananas and everything good. I love jam and no flim flam, scratch that off my list. This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. Knock me a kiss.
O estilo de Louis Jordan enmárcase no que se coñece como Jump Blues. En efecto, moitas das súas grabacións facían saltar literalmente a quen as escoitaba grazas ao seu ritmo vibrante, mesturando elementos do blues e do swing, e engadindo tempos como o boogie-woogie ou o skiffle. A fórmula foi imbatible durante moito tempo. Quizáis non haxa mellor exemplo que o tema que vas escoitar a continuación, un éxito de 1950 que ocupaba as dúas caras do single. Foi unha das primeiras cancións populares que empregou a expresión rocking, roqueando, no seu retrouso, que fai uso tamén dunha estrutura de chamada e resposta que foi un recurso estilístico moi popular nos anos seguintes. Tamén destaca o seu expresivo riff de guitarra, que o mesmo Chuck Berry acabaría por imitar sen complexos. Por todo o anterior, Saturday Night Fish Fry, a noite do sábado na freiduría de peixe, non é só un fabuloso exercicio de blues chimpón, senón tamén un dos antecesores máis directos do xénero que pouco despois uniría a negros e brancos nunha auténtica revolución musical, o rock and roll.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, 'cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. Scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was smelling, and way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going now, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black Mariah. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail, and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing.
hustling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Get away from that boy.
Blues con Eduardo Herrero. Blues na lista negra.
Hai quen pon en dúbida o título honorífico da voz do xénero compartido con outros artistas que o Salón da Fama do Rock and Roll lle concedeu a Louis Jordan. Por exemplo, o produtor Sam Phillips, responsable da discográfica Sun Records, na que comezaron a súa carreira Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash ou Jerry Lee Lewis. Phillips reivindicaba o espírito sempre rebelde e xuvenil do rock and roll. En contraposición, as letras de Louis Jordan semellaban escritas para un público adulto as máis das veces, máis aló de que as roupaxes sonoras que empregaba eran demasiado sofisticadas para ser apreciadas polos máis novos. Porén, dous dos pioneiros do rock, Bill Haley e o antes citado Chuck Berry, tiñan a Louis Jordan nun pedestal. Que os Timpani Five tocasen algo máis que ruido rítmico sen depurar non semella tampouco argumento suficiente, e moito menos acusar a Jordan de ser pouco iconoclasta nas súas letras. Acaso non supón un desafío do calado de calquera himno roqueiro unha canción titulada What's the point of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Isto é, que sentido ten permanecer sobrio cando te vas volver a emborrachar outra vez? Aínda que fose camuflado nunha textura de rhythm and blues, había máis rock and roll nesta peza de Louis Jordan que na carreira de moitos guedelludos sobreexcitados.
Listen to your old pappy.
Yes, pappy.
And stop drinking so much.
But I ain't doing so much drinking.
Shut up, boy. You drink all day and you drink all night. And son, you know that that ain't right.
Well, pappy, you just give me a chance. So I can.
Shut up, boy. Boy, you're looking thin as a twig.
I know that.
Look like to your dear old pappy you're about to blow your wig.
I ain't gonna blow my wig, pappy.
What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Old Sam done something fine when he brought back good whiskey, beer and wine. I love my whiskey and I love my gin. Every time you see me, I'm in my sin. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I went out last night about 1:30. I thought I'd hoop it up a little bit, you know, and have a little fun. I got me a 1/2 pint about 2:30. The way I was feeling, you know what I want to do. I got me a pint about 4:30. Felt so good till I went out and got me some more. I got me a quart about 5:30. Boy, that was so nice, I didn't know what I did or lied. So, what's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I've been thinking, but I keep drinking. I guess I'm about to lose my mind.
A comezos dos anos 50, Louis Jordan afastouse temporalmente do jump blues e dese descendente que axudara a crear xunto a artistas como a Big Joe Turner, o rhythm and blues. Deixou os Timpani Five e reuniu unha big band máis numerosa como nos vellos tempos dos seus inicios. O experimento non saíu ben desde un punto de vista comercial e por riba foi entón cando a súa saúde comezou a resentirse e a obrigalo a pasar na casa máis tempo do que quería. Con todo, esa sorte de coqueteo co jazz deixou algún froito maravilloso como esta versión de I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You, que grabou xunto ao seu tocaio, o gran Louis Armstrong. Un dueto para a historia da música con maiúsculas.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. You know you've done me wrong. You stole my wife and gone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Talk about him, Jordan, talk about him.
I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun. The bugs can have you when I'm done. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Ah, let me talk about him a while. You asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. I said you asked my wife for some cabbage, you old rascal. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage, you old rascal. Now there ain't no use to you running, you old rascal, you.
Run, Satch!
There ain't no use to him running, you rascal, you.
Catch up with him, catch up with him.
There ain't no use to you to run, cause I done went to the pawn shop and got my gun.
Shot him in the foot. You messed with my wife, you rascal, you. Yes, you messed with my wife, you rascal, you. You mess with my wife, now I'm gonna take your life. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Let me talk about him again. Now, wonder what you got, do you rascal you? I said, I wonder what you got, you rascal you. I said, I wonder what you got that makes my wife think you so hot. You dog. Throw him out, throw him out.
Precisamente Louis Armstrong foi un dos referentes de Louis Jordan, non tanto na súa faceta de cantante e instrumentista a un tempo, que tamén, senón sobre todo no seu enorme sentido do espectáculo. En palabras do crítico Leonard Feather, Jordan era quen de ofrecer ao seu público entretemento de primeiro nivel sen perder un ápice da súa integridade musical. Detrás do seu carisma aparentemente desenfadado e accesible, había moitas horas de traballo a todos os niveis. En contraposición á meirande parte de eventos culturais protagonizados por afroamericanos, limitados polo escaso orzamento e un exceso de improvisación, Louis Jordan e os Timpani Five racharon a porta de cristal e abríronse ás audiencias de raza branca con números impecables. Foron, de feito, os primeiros en facelo despois das grandes damas do blues da década dos anos 20, Ma Rainey e Bessie Smith.
They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I started swinging. All she did was rock. Kept on swinging. She said, now listen, Pop, I like to boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I like to boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I looked around, the shades were down. The chicks were in the groove. I didn't see how those cats could dance when their feet didn't even move. I started swinging, swung my left foot out, kept on swinging. I heard somebody shout, "You got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low." You got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. You got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Started rocking, we really had a time. The house was rocking, I almost lost my mind. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Folks kept a knocking, kept on coming in. The folks was knocking till it was half past ten. They did the boogie real slow till the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. And boys made so much noise, they even had a raid. The only thing those cops could find was ice cream and lemonade. Oh, what a party! I should have stayed at home. Oh, what a party! I was like a chaperone. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
La lista negra con Eduardo Herrero.
En 1952, Louis Jordan volveu reunir os Timpani Five e dous anos máis tarde fichou por Aladdin Records, selo que publicou nada menos que 9 singles seus nos meses seguintes. Xa en 1955, Jordan asinou un novo contrato con X Records, filial da potente RCA. 4 novos sinxelos non demasiado exitosos saíron dunhas sesións de grabación en que Jordan e a súa banda intensificaron o seu son para reclamar de algún xeito o seu lugar ante o auxe do rock and roll, cando non para sucumbir aos seus encantos directamente, como nesta chamada do rock and roll, Rock and Roll Call. En 1956, Louis Jordan cambiou unha vez máis de discográfica ao chegar a un acordo con Mercury Records. O selo volveu a apostar por unha actualización do seu vello catálogo e Jordan regravou algúns dos seus maiores éxitos, como Caldonia ou Chuchuch Boogie, de novo baixo unha óptica máis roqueira. Mercury confiaba en que o experimento devolvese o artista aos primeiros postos das listas, pero, unha vez máis, as expectativas non se cumpriron e o selo rescindiu o contrato en 1958. En entrevistas posteriores, Louis Jordan expresaría o seu descontento con aquela deriva sonora a que se viu forzado. Moitas compañías ofrecéronme gravar con elas, dixo, pero insistían en que fixese rock and roll, eu non quería cambiar o meu estilo. Mentre a súa estrela ia apagándose, Jordan continuou a súa peregrinaxe por distintas discográficas encarando xa a década dos 60, pero o mercado quedara xa en mans dos artistas moito máis novos e nunca conseguiu recuperar o seu estatus, porén, tampouco deixou nunca de intentalo.
Thank you.
Sobre os escenarios foi onde Louis Jordan e os Timpani Five seguiron sendo sempre moi ben recibidos, pero o empeoramento da súa saúde forzou o noso protagonista a se retirar das xiras longas e as conseguintes panzadas de quilómetros por estrada. Jordan instalouse durante máis dunha década en Phoenix, Arizona, e despois nos Ángeles, onde intentou manterse o máis activo posible. En 1973 recibiu a derradeira grande ovación da súa carreira no Festival de Jazz de Newport. En outubro do ano seguinte sufriu un ataque ao corazón durante unha actuación en Sparks, Nevada. Conseguiu recuperarse, pero só o suficiente como para volver a California e morrer na súa casa o 4 de febreiro de 1975 a consecuencia dun novo infarto. Os seus restos foron trasladados ata Saint Louis, onde recibiron sepultura a carón dos da súa muller Martha, como era o seu desexo. E desde este momento, Louis Jordan e a súa lenda forman parte tamén da lista negra.
Uncle Sam, he's cut out on my sugar, now he's messing with my ham. I got the ration blue, blue as I can be. Poor me, I've got those ration blues. I gotta live on 40 ounces of any kind of meat. Those 40 little ounces gotta last me all the week. I gotta cut out on my jelly, it takes sugar to make it sweet. I'm gonna steal all your jelly, baby, and rob you of your meat. I got the ration blues, blue as I can be. Oh, I've got those ration blues. I like to wake up in the morning with my jelly by my side. Since rationing started, baby, you just take your stuff and hide. They reduced my meat and sugar, and rubber's disappearing fast. You can't ride no more with Papa, 'cause Uncle Sam wants my gas. I got the ration blues, blue as I can be. Poor me, I've got those ration blues.
Galegos na lista negra.
Moi boas, son Nando, máis coñecido como Chamaquito Pistolas, e veño dende a fin do mundo cun saco cheo de cancións nas que conto ao meu xeito todo aquilo que acontece ao meu arredor. Hoxe formo parte desta lista negra para contarvos o Segredo de Samaín, unha canción que vos transportará ata un recuncho escuro e frío no que vos será revelado este segredo que moi pouca xente coñece. Agardo que vos guste e xa sabedes, pase o que pase, nunca yo contedes a ninguén.
Unha de gánsteres, balas en procesión, un puto desastre, misto a discreción. Alerta constante, nun aire abrasador. Trama a tarde, tecer outro descontrol. Marcas o camiño con anacos de algúns filos pra voltar segura sen te perder. Pegas e cruzas, bailan baixo a luz da lúa. Chegas pingando, a noite chorou por ti. Hai no tellado un ourizo a luz do candil. Cunca de caldo, segredo de Samaí. Lume no alto, o vermello queimou ao gris. A fiestra fica.
Desde Ribeira, Fernando Pérez, alias Chamaquito Pistolas, un talento que pasou por proxectos como a Ollo Mol, a Compañía do Ruido ou os Chiquilicuatres. Segue a Lista Negra en Facebook e Instagram e faime saber se tes un proxecto e queres que soe tamén no programa. Recupera este e todos os episodios anteriores en iVoox, Spotify e radiogalegapodcast.gal. Eu son Eduardo Herrero e non vas tardar en volver saber de min, porque cando xa non quede nada, o blues seguirá aí.
Planetas rarísimos, tintubro que implosionó.